The education bill signed by President Bush last week requires states to measure student performance. Third through eighth graders will have to take annual reading and math exams. Most states are not prepared to give those tests, and many education leaders are confused about what the tests should look like. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
For more than a year now, state education officials have seen this coming. President Bush vowed that he would raise the bar for testing and accountability in the nation's schools. Now that the law has passed and been signed, most states face the hard work of changing how and when they give standardized tests. A new study published by the journal Education Week shows that only 9 states currently meet the tough new requirements of math and reading tests in grades 3 through 8. Lynn Olson, who edited the report, says all the other states will have to adapt.
Some states, such as Colorado, only have to add a math test, for example, in 2 grades. Other states really have to develop almost entirely new testing systems if they're really going to meet the letter of this law.
But the letter of the law is confusing. Under the legislation, states have until 2005 to choose or design their own tests, and those tests must be aligned with each state's academic standards. But Olson says the new education law is vague about what that means.
Does that mean that the state has to have written a test specifically to measure whether students are meeting its standards?
Or can states buy generic, ready-made, standardized tests, check to make sure that they meet state standards, and then pass them out to their students?
That still needs to be worked out.
The challenge in picking the additional tests is that the new law requires them to serve many different purposes. The tests must track the individual achievement of students, making sure they meet state requirements each year. At the same time, the tests will be used to compare schools across districts and identify those that are failing. It's up to individual state superintendents to figure out how. Wayne Martin with the Council of Chief State School Officers says it won't be easy.
The ideal situation is you design a test to meet one purpose. We're asking assessments or tests to meet multiple purposes, and they've not always been designed to do that.
Last week, 30 state school officials met with Education Secretary Rod Paige to talk about the goals and challenges of the new legislation. Terry Bergeson, the Washington State Superintendent of Public Instruction, was there.
One of the things that I said to him in our meeting was, Secretary Paige, you've got to get some clarity out here because this is confusing. If you expect me to have assessments in 2005 at all these grade levels, that means I need to start now.
Washington State, for instance, has spent years now trying to perfect its standardized tests given in 3 different grades. Bergeson says if the state must now double the number of tests, she faces all sorts of hurdles.
It's thinking about it, figuring it out, doing it, and paying for it. All of the above.
Another question for states is how strict the federal government will be about requiring the same test to be given across the state. In Pennsylvania, for instance, about 70% of local school districts choose their own tests. Charles Zogby, the Pennsylvania Secretary of Education, says he's waiting to see if these meet the new regulations.
Some of the local control may need to yield at the end of the day. You know, there's maybe a hesitancy, but as they come to see exactly what it's going to mean to them, I think we're going to have support at the local level. So I'm very optimistic in that regard.
Zogby says that the Federal Education Department has already shown a willingness to work with the states to figure out these issues. At the same time, though, the Bush administration is promising strong enforcement of the new rules and deadlines. Katie Haycock of the school reform group Education Trust says with a little pushing, most states shouldn't have a problem rolling out the new tests.
I don't think it's nearly as hard as people would make us believe. Yes, it will take time, and yes, it takes money, but there is both time and money in this bill.
To be precise, there's 3 years and up to $490 million annually to help states develop and administer all the new tests. The Federal Department of Education will begin working on the specific guidelines for state tests next month. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.